Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brent Gaff. Pitching for the New York Mets, Brent Gaff. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive towards short. Bowa catches it and throws to third to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sandberg moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is hit by the pitch. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. Two outs. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bird for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brent Gaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaff bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. Gardenhire moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moreland. Foster moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. John Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreland moves to third. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowa bunts towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Moreland scores. Woods moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Rachsik pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Gary Rachsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rachsik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Moreland is walked intentionally. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Woods reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Woods scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Sandberg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moreland hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Kennedy now playing second base. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Zachary now pitching. Jay John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. John Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. John Stone reaches second base with a double. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woods takes first base on ball four. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor catches it and throws to second to double up John Stone. The throw to first to get Woods, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.